Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with a biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We have a new topic, prayer, and I assign a task for today, each broadcast, and this is all within 15 minutes, so you can get to work. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic for today is when you see yourself as God does, you stop posing in the trick mirrors of life. When you see yourself as God does, you no longer pose in the trick mirrors of life. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can tune in live with me by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or you can tune in online from our website at feeldfire.com. That is F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. You can also learn more about me, see upcoming events, my itinerary, and contact me at feeldfire.com. And finally, if for any reason you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can always hear it from the archive of our website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. FeelDFire.com on our Morning Motivation page. And I must say this because I forgot to say it. I just thank everyone for all of the positive, sounding, great feedback about yesterday's broadcast. Let me tell you about my dream last night, wherein I shared with you my real dream that I had experienced the night before, where the Lord chastised me about allowing distractions to impede my elevation. Please go back and listen to that if you missed it. You can hear it from our Morning Motivation page at feeldfire.com. Just go to the archives on that page. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get ready and cut up our hot breakfast this morning. And I must correct myself. We're in the book of James, chapter 1, not Genesis. Genesis is where we were yesterday. James, chapter 1, I apologize again, verses 23 through 25. And I'm reading from the KJV. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but doeth the work a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. We thank the Lord for the reading of his word. Come on and give God thanks this morning, wherever you are. Now, we just read this scripture in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 23 through 25. And this chapter is focusing on having faith in God. But I extrapolated these three verses for a particular reason. Because in those verses that I read, the Bible gave an analogy of how when you don't follow God's word or you don't have the faith for your life, for what God has ordained for you, and of God's capabilities and his sovereignty to lead you to your destiny, you are like a person who looks at him or herself in the mirror and then turns around, walks away, and immediately forget what he or she looks like. You don't remember who you are when you turn from that mirror. Hence our topic for today. When you see yourself as God does, you stop posing in the trick mirrors of life. When I was a kid, and probably when you were a kid, and even with your children and grandchildren now, during the Halloween season, we would go to the fair, and they would have haunted houses, and they would also have these trick mirrors where you would go into that mirror, you know, that room, and all around you there would be nothing but mirrors. And as you looked at yourself, your image would be distorted. And we would just stand in those mirrors for quite a while, making ourselves look taller than we were, shorter, fatter, you know, all kinds of distorted images. And, oh, we would have a good time, just as I'm sure you did, right? You remember that. And you'd be laughing at all of these trick images of yourself. And the reason they were trick images is because they did not reflect the natural reflection of the state of you standing right there. You weren't 6 feet tall. You were 5 feet, or you weren't 580 pounds. You weighed 120 pounds. In other words, when you were looking at that mirror, you knew that the mirror, whose job is to reflect back to you who you are at that point, what you see, what you really look like, was altering your status of being. But the good thing about that is that we knew that was a joke. So we could walk out laughing because we had purposefully entered into a place that gave us a false picture of ourselves. And that did us no harm because when we walked away from that mirror, we knew that what we saw was not our true reflection. But the issue that we're dealing with in today's lesson is where we pose in front of deceptive mirrors, the trick mirrors of life, but have no idea that what we're seeing is not the true reflection of who God made us to be. So we walk away from those mirrors saying, okay, that's who I was. That's what I look like. That's who I am. And we proceed to go forward in life based on a false perception and a false narrative. Now, who is it that God has made us to be? But who is it that he wants us to see when we reflect within the mirrors of life? Well, the first thing is that in Psalm 139 and 14, God says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. That means that despite being tall or short, fat or skinny, white, black, brown, yellow, none of that matters, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And that has to be the foundation for our lives when we are going through life and looking into the spiritual reflections, the spiritual mirrors of who we are, that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, that God made me for a purpose. God created me for a destiny. And it doesn't matter if I look like someone else. It doesn't matter if I feel I am as beautiful as someone else. God made me fearfully and wonderfully, and that's the reflection that I should always see. How about Jeremiah 1 and 5, where God said, before you were even formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. I made you. So that is the reflection I should see spiritually in the mirror of life, that I was formed, that before I was even conceived, God had already decided that I was valuable enough to be conceptualized, to be born, and to enter the earth. How about Genesis 1 and 27? God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. When you realize that the spiritual mirror of your life reflects you as God's own image, purposefully made, not a mistake, not an accident, but purposely created to enter into the realm of earth and accomplish purpose, accomplish destiny, be a soul winner for the Lord, to be able to go in and bless other people, to bless yourself, that your presence has validity on the earth. You stop allowing yourself to look into the trick mirrors of life, wherein you see yourself as a desperate person, as a person of low self-esteem, a person of low self-worth, a person not destined for any type of greatness. So you accept everything, every trick of the devil. You live subpar in every area of your life. You allow people to treat you any kind of way, say anything to you. You don't set boundaries. You don't value yourself. You walk around being abused and abusing others, allowing people to manipulate you, never having a dream, never having a vision, never accomplishing anything in the earth, because you have always looked into a deceptive trick mirror placed in your life by Satan that says, I'm never worth anything. I'm never worth anything. Who knows? Maybe this started in your childhood. Some people had parents who always told them, you no good, you ain't never going to be nothing. You just like your no good mama, your no good daddy. Who knows? Maybe it started in your adulthood. Maybe you married someone or you were in an abusive relationship where the person never found any good thing in you. And for some reason, you internalized that and that became your mirror. That became your reflection. You were never good enough. So you allowed yourself to live a life of sin, desperation, sometimes even prostitution. And let me tell you, prostitution is not just a sexual type of situation. Prostitution is a mindset. It is a mindset of feeling less than enough, to where you don't understand the value of your body. So you feel it is not even worth being received or treated right by another man or woman. So we're not trying to pick out one particular person, one particular sin, no matter what the sin is, no matter what the deception is that is causing you to willingly live at a status less than what God has ordained for you. It is a trick mirror of life. And as I said to you in this topic, when you learn to see yourself the way God sees you, and I just explained how he sees you, you will stop posing in those deceptive trick mirrors of life. You will stop walking away from prayer, devotion, and intercession, forgetting what you really look like to the Lord. Now, our time is running out, so we're going to get ready to go into prayer. And I thank you so much for just staying in with me. So wherever you are right now, I want you just to enter into your secret prayer closet with the Lord. Just begin to welcome the Lord even more into your life. Just begin to thank him as we go before him in prayer. The lines are muted so no one can hear you. Although I'm praying, I want you to participate wherever you are. This is active prayer between you and the Lord. Dear Father, we come this morning thanking you in the name of Jesus. This is truly another day that you have blessed us to be alive. What can we do but honor you? We know that we're not worthy. We're not deserving of your grace and your mercy. We're not deserving of your unmerited favor. But you just keep on giving us another opportunity to live and to live righteously. And Father, we magnify you for it this morning. We ask the forgiveness of every sin, that you would create in us a clean heart, that you would wash us and make us spiritually white as snow. Father, this morning, we come asking that you would help us us to see ourselves as you see us, to stop walking around feeling like we are subpar, that we don't deserve the best in life. Lord, you told us in Deuteronomy 28 and 13 that you would make us the head and not the tail. Father, help us to see ourselves that way. You told us in 2 Timothy 2 and 21 that you have made us to be vessels of honor. Help us to see ourselves that way. You told us, Lord, in 1 Peter 2 and 9 that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Help us to see ourselves that way. Father, help us to no longer leave the reflection of the spiritual mirror, forgetting what we look like to you, forgetting, Father, that we are people who are destined for greatness and purpose, and that we are not to allow anyone anymore, any longer, to remove us from that place in our minds. Help us to see more, that we are more than conquerors, Lord, through you, that we are those against no whom against no weapon formed can even prosper if we will stand in our rightful place, looking in the spiritual mirror of life, saying, I am created by God, and I am more than enough. Now, Father, I come praying for everyone listening to this broadcast right now, and for those who will listen later, that you help them to find that beauty or that handsomeness within themselves so that they no longer stoop to subpar living. In the name of Jesus, we come together in prayer. Let us all say, amen. Praise the Lord. Our time has run out. So wherever you are this morning, praise God. Just continue to praise him. Stay in the spirit. I want you to repeat after me. I am more than enough. Say it again. I am more than enough because God made me fearfully and wonderfully. Because God made me, say it again, fearfully and wonderfully, I confess that I am more than enough. I just praise the Lord. Come on and continue to praise him. Thank him. Clap your hands. Honor him this morning. I'm going to give an altar call right quickly, and then we have to end the broadcast. And I apologize because my breath is getting short again as I'm going through a recovery process. But if you are listening and you are not saved, or you are backslidden, or you have been those people who have been living subpar because you thought you were not worth enough, I want you to repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. I repent of my sins. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. We welcome you to the Lord's family. I want you to get into a good Bible-believing church. Make sure you're going to Bible study, to church, to Sunday school if they have it. And make sure you set your alarms to tune in live with me on Morning Motivation at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, or go to the archive after 8 a.m. if you miss it at feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Now, we have a lot of great events coming up. So I want you to go to the website on the events page. I don't have time to go over them, but there are two summer camps going on now for children, and they're free, ages 6 through 18. One is sponsored by the 100 Black Men of South Florida, and the other by First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. So all of their contact information is on the events page of our website at feeldfire.com. Additionally, after 8 a.m., this broadcast will be posted live. So please share this with at least two people. This helps not only me, but you to be a soul winner or soul encourager as well. We now are broadcast in over 5 countries. And today, on our statistics, I just found that we now have listeners in Russia. That is the first time that we've had listeners from Russia. So that's the 6th country. God is really blessing, and I thank you for hanging in with me. Now, our topic for this morning is when you see yourself as God does, you stop posing in the deceptive trick mirrors of life. When you see yourself as God does, you stop posing in the deceptive trick mirrors of life. Your task for today is to go stand in a mirror, wherever the mirror may be in your home, and look at yourself and say, "Self, I declare that from this point forward, I will see you as God sees you. I am more than enough. Self, I declare that from this point forward, I will see me as God sees me. I am more than enough." All right, I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern for some more hot breakfast for your soul on Morning Motivation. I love you. Be blessed. Keep me in your prayers. You are more than enough. No more trick mirrors. More than enough.